the $4,200 that was granted, if in fact that happens, we can pull that money from contingency by the end of the year. I think we've got a sure bite now that we'll take care of that when that time comes.
If he goes over that line, if there's something changed.
If the court tells us that's what we've got to do, we've got to do it. So I would suggest $2,200 there, less.
So get back to
$4,200.
Make it $4,200. Okay.
On line number 120-50-078. And then I've got two other places we're still going to be over what we were talking about, but that would be the mileage and training. We had a budget of $1,800. We're doubling that. You want to address that again, Mike?
Why? Well, the mileage and training, we're just asking that we be able to go to the they have training twice a year at the Missouri Juvenile Justice Association puts that on, and it's for it's a non-state function. We go there to meet with the other counties to see we have training, and also we do have other juvenile offices that are still county at the county level, and we meet with and to see how. And get the training and see how other offices are operating, state and county. I mean, but it's not a state-run function.
The only other line item I had was the equipment purchase and equipment repair. This is Ron. Frank, we're in. Let me step out. I'm in a budget meeting, and I'll let these gentlemen continue here. Good. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
What was the attorney fee reduction? I'm sorry.
It was back to $4,200, back to last year's.
Okay. Right.
And with the assurance that if the ruling happens, or if you go over that line item, that we'll pull for contingency. Just reiterate what Ron's saying is we have really tried to hold the line to 2012 budget plus salary increases, okay. Unless there's some situations where our hands are tied, obviously. The 2000 versus the 2010 census, and we're part of a 5-county structure, that's a little beyond our control.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what we have recourse other than to accept the new charges, because we're part of a 5-person or 5-county organization. I know he was bringing up equipment
purchases.
I don't sure zero. Oh, you asked for $1,200. Do you know what that was about?
Well, we've got 2,000 machines that I know that are old in both offices.
Okay.
And that's something that we're going to be looking at.
I believe we're going to have a surplus of copy machines.
Yeah.
We're upgrading a couple offices, and either we're going to be buying for everybody or we're going to be shuffling a lot. Ron, the $1,200 for the equipment purchases copy machine.
Okay.
So I thought we could probably take care of that when we start making a decision what we're going to do.
Right. And I suppose he's already told us that we're looking at purchasing those outright. So it wouldn't be a line in here, but we're setting up a line for that. If you will do me a favor of using this meeting, check with Mr. Erickson. He has a list over there.
What ones we are replacing?
Well, you can add that to
it. He can add the list. We're going to do that because it's cheaper. We're going to do a managed services type of solution where toner's taking, maintenance taking. It's cheaper for us, the county, to do it that way.
In mass.
It saves us money.
I think Christian County is looking at leasing a coffee machine.
So, we looked at lease, we looked at outright purchase because we have they're going to charge us a finance charge. So
we might also be letting go of some machines that Christian County might use if they can get for half price.
But I would be interested.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
But what I would say is let's move that back to zero because we have a solution that's going to be a different line within the budget line. The $1,200 for the copier.
So what was the $1,200?
Because we're gonna take care of that need from a different line item.
We're doing $1,200 in free equipment repair in case something
vehicle.
Which we budgeted.
Well, actually, okay. Just a couple of minutes here, Jessica.
Okay.
And normally we can go and talk about training and then the other increase, which is the detention costs. I mean, what do we put in those line items?
Well, quite frankly, we're in a we could say we're holding the line here because we're way above what we're required to pay, and we just draw a line in the sand. As Mike has stated to us last year, the service that they're providing is a badly needed service, and I think we all feel we all understand that.
Right.
So the question, we could just say no, but this cost is divided between five counties.
Right. I think we got it.
He has no, we don't. It could come from other parts of the budget. But I'm suggesting that we move forward and put it in.
I agree. We just need to put it in. My question is,
let's just look at the subtracts, and then we can go from there. Right now, we've only subtracted $1,200 from equipment. We subtracted $2,200 from attorney fees, and we didn't make a decision on training. If we leave that in, that's okay. I would just point that out. He has indicated that that is too...
What was your equipment repair request? Was it, I said $1,200.
Yeah, but then there was equipment purchase of $1,200 also.
I guess I'm going off this spreadsheet. Okay, so we're taking the purchase out and putting the repairs at $1,200.
Yes. The overall request was for $2,400. I'm sorry, this year.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same as for both for 2012. $1,200, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, actually, we approved $2,400 in 2012.
Right. So what we're doing is reducing it, the equipment repair to $1,200. Equipment purchases are at zero.
Why don't we just hit those two if there's something else?
What's the detention facility cost that we can put in that number? What does that number need to be?
For our share...
I show $55,442.40. That's an increase of $22,000.
Yeah.
Is that right? I thought it was an increase of $10,000. I showed an increase of $22,000.
Well, that came from some of that. Let me tell you what's happened. Under the maintenance of effort, we're just trying to shuffle stuff around, and we were using some of that to pay for the detention costs, and we've using the maintenance of effort to pay for some other costs.
Here's let me help for budgetary discussions. Maintenance of effort is the minimum we have to put into this budget.
Right.
That's all it is. I mean, you can call it whatever you want, but for him, it's a revenue that he's utilizing within his budget. So we don't care if you how you place it, how you use it, because we're supplementing that amount of money with way more from general county revenue. So it's just it's one of the revenues. We're required to put in that much money.
Just for sake of time, what's the number we need to put in? Because I don't show
what he's done is just shuffled some lines here.
What's the number need to be?
Well, he's saying that they're going to pay the detention facility, $55,442.40. That's what you're going to do, right?
And Rick, you put it between the detention facility and maintenance of effort? Is that what you put it?
We can put it wherever.
Well, there's no line item in this budget for $55,442. I got to put a number there somewhere.
Here's what I'd like to get away from. There's no line that should be maintenance of effort. It's a revenue. That's all it is.
So take that to zero?
I'm just saying, it's a revenue. And he's showing that it's a... $200 expense in this new budget, right?
So just take it to zero and put the request at $55,442.40. That's what I'm hearing. So
yeah, $55,442.40.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So we save 200 a little here, right?
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
All right. I have a new total of 132,079, but there's something else that
I have 133,870.
I haven't moved the train over, but I have not moved. Put that in here so I the brand knows are tomorrow next year.
How much you got the raises then? Because that's not what it figures here.
We don't know.
We have to look at it. I do.
We don't expect it, right? We know what we think, but we don't have payroll matching up with what
I was understanding. I respect the 5% after that. All
right, did somebody have 132,792,40?
Is that Jim?
No. Is that what you had, Mike? 132,792,40?
132,879,40.
Yeah. Here's my question. The question is this.
Watch it.
Here's the question. What do you put it for training? What are you using for training? At?
I copied over what he asked for. I didn't hear anything different for that.
Ron, did you put training in your number?
1,800, 1,600, 200. That would be training. Obviously, defense. Or not?
That's what you have here, then.
Yeah, and with the. When you talked about it, I think you and I both of you think that we believe that in there, but I
just need to know when you're adding up, what you're adding up to, I'm adding up, so I know that I'm at the same line.
We'll see the same numbers.
I left it in, but it's an item that we need to talk about later as we're looking at the post our overall.
So you put 1,600 in for training, and you move mileage to 1,800. We put the attorney fees back to 4,200 from last year.
Juvenile transport, you don't need 1,800.
Okay. Now, I can tell you, I would prefer us to correct something, move fuel to $1,000, and take that $1,000 out of a miscellaneous other.
Where are you going?
For the very 120,50,081. And it's just accounting, but they're over in fuel and under in miscellaneous.
Right. All right. Fuel, you want to take the 1,000?
I do.
And you want to take miscellaneous?
800.
800.
It's no change to the budget, but it does.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. 1,600, so it should be 600.
I was going off of 600, sorry. I went off of 2012. That's fine. So 600 in miscellaneous, 1,000 in fuel.
Yes.
Okay. We left vehicle insurance and maintenance at 1,800. We took it from the 2012 actuals. That's what I did. I mean, actuals been approved.
Let me, one other question. On line number 120-50-080, vehicle insurance and maintenance, the insurance we pay on the line, we have that set up outside of this budget.
I don't know what we do with these guys. Do we do it with these guys?
I think this is supposed to be bigger.
Yeah, that's included from top to bottom.
We treat juveniles a little different. That's their vehicles. It's not our vehicles.
They're in Tane County's name.
But we couldn't transfer them. We were trying to transfer them last year. And
it's still under the federal grant stuff, but things are running out. I mean,
so
I just don't want to make any assumptions. This office is a little unique because we share it with Christian County. I know what you're saying, realized. I didn't want to make any assumptions that this house always done. Maybe.
We know we got an increase in detention, so. But we're going to stick, and we're going to try to make the rest of it stick to what we said. I mean, what we're telling every other office.
If we're going to do that, we're going to have to take that by another $6,000.
I'm just asking a question.
I don't know.
You know, I'm just trying to.
I should be answering the difference. I think Mike understands that we are at the figure of 129,236 to begin with.
Sorry.
On top of that, without any shadow of a doubt, I believe that we need to add in what the actual increase is for us on that detention facility. We don't know what that is because change the, it looks like it's a $22,000 increase. It's not really for our portion of the budget within Keene County. Our cost of the maintenance facility is considerably less than that of the increase. But that's, if he's, I can't even say it right, relabeling those expenses. Can you tell us what the overall detention facility cost will be? That would help us.
Yeah, I mean,
for the both circuits. We're just looking for the date. Thank you, Brandon. I think that we need to come back and set where we're at. Yeah, Jeff said that. Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do is, I've got notes that we took on the latest line items. Maybe we send this back to Mike and say, Mike, this is where we think we are. And because I know we've talked about a bunch of things. I mean, I hear we're at 133,679. 40 cents. And that's where I show we're at. Based on all the conversations we've had. And I have which line items were reduced and which ones were carried over.
Is that the increase with the detention facility?
No, it's increase, salary increase, detention, and some extras.
And those are kind of, again, they're kind
we're
of...
We're trying
to get back to us, if you will. Or if you got it right there.
I've got Christian County cost. It would be $83,001.
No, I meant what the total cost of 2013 for the detention facility is over 2012.
Okay.
And then what Keene County's share of that is. So if it jumped through 3,000, we know we need to put that in here. That's what I'm after.
That's what I'm after.
Yes, sir.
And no more than that.
I'm listening.
Because we told everybody else that we're trying to draw this line.
I'm with you.
Well, I've got, like I said, I wrote down what the increase is, and I'm showing a 10,000 increase.
Is it 10,000 between five counties?
No, I'm showing it in our county. I mean, in our circuit, an increase.
Is it 10,000 in our circuit, so our share would be 4,000 out of it.
Well, let me check.
Okay, but
that's where I'm at.
Let me do it this way. Last year, we divided maintenance of effort and detention facility to add that. That was the total cost. It's a $4,000 difference between that number and the new $54,000 number. Or $55,442 number. It's about, so I show a $4,000 increase for us, which would be about $6,000 for Christian County, which would be then $10,000 for the circuit.
All right. Yeah, I think that's
what we need to talk about.
Right,
the overall budget, but we're real close there, Mike, and we'll come back with you.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Get that code down 133,679, and I'll send you the copy. 133,679.40.
All right.
We're welcome to come back and revisit it. But Rick, you'll send that to him, so
I'll copy back.
So you know where we're.
Okay.
Look,
if I can get you money.
Right.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. Can you send a note or go call Don real fast about the increases?
Right this way. Yeah, if you can get out there, I don't know whether they've
got that. No, they've got that locked.
You can make it. You can
go out that way.
Yeah, you can go out there. Doors are unlocked.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell the others.
Hey. Good
sitting.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks, Rick.
I hadn't thought about scheduling anything, but Rick said something to me this week. I was like, I guess it's probably a good idea. What number are we, Mr. Rick?
I'm
figure out, Jeff, what I'm working at right here is what we would try to do is hold the line with just increases in your budget to see where, how, what's the difference. That's what I'm trying to figure out compared to what we approved in 2012. And I show approximately, what, $3,500 increase request?
No, I showed the, what?
I showed 91,846 in increases
in
salaries. If I back that out of the request, the last year was 531,645. The new number is 535,265. So a difference of about 3,500 is what I'm showing.
Okay. Let me tell you the difference I'm finding.
This okay.
Closer to 80,000 to 85,000. And what number that Rick gave us on increases within the office for 14,133.86
was what now?
14,133.86.
Okay.
Which I have no idea what this number is.
I showed 91,826 differences. Current salaries versus salaries we approved in 2012. Now we added some people. Did we added some marketing assistant?
I don't want to mention
anything. We mentioned it, let's turn off the microphone, but do we add a body?
We have a person working on a contract basis with us that started in maybe August. And he was helping us fill in when we had a returning on maternity leave, and since then has stayed on and has been helping us with some stuff related to the grand jury.
Okay.
He's not a licensed attorney. He's a law school graduate. His name is Peter Hadley.
He's on that payroll. So it's not.
He's completing his contract labor. That is what we're supposed to do. It's not being done correct.
Well, we need to correct whatever we need to correct. Help me out. We approved in 2012 at the beginning of the year a budget of 531,645.68.
I agree with that. Okay. That was the overall budget.
What Rick has told me is the increase in salaries, I thought, from that would carry forth in 2013 is 14,133.86.
Okay, I don't have that then.
Okay, that's the number he gave us, gave me, and it is when we went through this on the increases in salary.
Okay. I'm just taking this current salaries number, subtracting the old salaries, and that's $91,000.
I'm understanding.
So there's some people in there that right. Weren't in there.
Here we go. Is this jive with this figure down here? That's what I'm asking, because it didn't in juvenile.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how many people or more do we have now than we did 12 months ago?
Okay, let me go back to Jeff. Jeff, we started with a budget request in January that we approved. Help me remember it, I apologize. During this year, did you tell them that we approved somebody additional that we added? That's possible, I just don't know.
I don't think so. I think I don't think that's, I don't think you did.
Okay. You have added at least one person. I think that's what he's asking.
We did in about August, and okay. We were just planning to pay that person on a contract basis out of our discretionary funds to help us through when we had an attorney on maternity leave, and since then he's stayed on to help us with this project.
And did they still get paid for that discretionary funds?
That was the plan. But I don't know that, I can't remember how that happened.
Well, that's a big swing, right? That would be a huge swing in the salaries if it was supposed to be coming from a special fund that came from GCR. That would be the difference that we're talking about.
And that's, I guess, where I maybe did not communicate well with everyone about having him come on and help us out.
What's he?
Can we